it is a tremendous honor to welcome into studio somebody who's no stranger to Chai FM, no stranger to our community, Veronica Phillips, Holocaust survivor at Ravensbrück camp. If you don't know about Ravensbrück camp, it was a German concentration camp exclusively for women between 1939 and 1945. And it was located in northern Germany. We're not going to be talking about Veronica's story today. There are many, many videos of Veronica talking about her story. It is a fascinating story. And it is an incredible story of human, I say survival of the spirit. You know, because that's where it's all got to come from. But it's interesting to get the perspective of somebody who lived through the rise of anti-Semitism, survived the Holocaust, lived through the period where it was politically incorrect to be a racist, where not so much racism as anti-Semitism.
Sure.
And to live in the world today where Jews are once again under threat in Europe, where they're once again under threat in the United Kingdom, we're seeing in America. And it's not only Jews, I have to say. You know, when people bomb mosques in New Zealand, that's a war against God, Veronica. But let me stop talking and let me say welcome to Chai FM.
I'm very happy to be here. And I just wanted to tell you that they made a film of me. And they are showing it today, this afternoon, in Budapest.
Amazing. Amazing. So where do we, is the film in English?
Yes.
Yes? So where do we get the film? Because maybe we can do a Chai FM screening.
I live very near. My whole family, I'm involved with the Bayachad in every which way. So I was wondering why the lift is not working.
I know, the lift is broken. I'm so sorry. Veronica, what is your feeling when you see the news today, when you see what is happening with Jews in Europe, when you see what's happening and how Jewish lives and Jewish way of life is being threatened in Europe, in the UK, in the United States?
But we're still saying, as we said, never again. It hasn't stopped. Even when I came back and I went back to Budapest, the Russians were there. And there is no religion with the Russians.
Right.
Communism is no fun, I can promise you. And now we're going back again. When we said never again, what are we going to do?
That's a good question.
That's visceral. That's visceral, and that's coming from a lady who's lived through this. So do you see parallels between what's happening now and what happened prior to 1939?
Very similar. And look what it come to. With the Germans killing 6 million Jews. And it's just one figure. It is more than 6 million. My family was killed.
Veronica, I'm actually at a loss to even know what to ask you because I feel so profoundly affected by what you're saying and how you are saying it.
I want to ask you about your life in South Africa because it was very far away from Europe. Was that perhaps something that appealed to you about living in South Africa, that it was so far away?
It didn't appeal to me. But my brother was headhunted here, and I only had one brother. So wherever he went, I went with him, and he came to South Africa. But he went back from South Africa, because it's no culture here.
Is that what he said? And then I presume from your reaction he didn't survive.
He used to have opera season tickets everywhere, wherever I lived. Even in Hungary, and in England, and even here, but it's nothing anymore.
No. Veronica, what can you tell the world that we should have learned from the Holocaust? We know that the Shoah, the Holocaust, was the ultimate conclusion to racism. It doesn't get worse than that. What do we need to still do, in your opinion, I mean, your opinion on this, I think, holds a lot more weight than somebody who hasn't, or somebody, some academic sitting in a university, you know, who's dreaming up scenarios and looking at statistics. You lived it. What do we need to do?
That's how very much how it started. And look what it has come to. So we have to stop it now. Not when it will be already 6 million again.
How do we stop it? How do we stop it? I mean, I suppose we've got the tools, we've got the social media, we've got the platforms.
And there's an Israel, which there wasn't in 1939.
Israel was not in 1939. I remember when it became Israel, and the Russians were the first one who accepted them.
Yes. How did you feel on that day?
If I would know the answer, I would do it, even with my bare hand, to see my Jewish people. Sorry.
We're going to take a little break. If you've got any messages, if you would like to share your ideas, if you would like to send a message to Veronica Phillips, we're talking to her. She's in studio with us. She's a Holocaust survivor. She survived Ravensbrück Holocaust camp in Germany. And, you know what, I think that your encouragement, I think it could go such a long way. 34519. My co-host is in tears. I'm just on the brink. 34519 is the SMS line, or 061-895-1019. When we were off air, I mean, we did need to take a break because both Simon and I were becoming very emotional. And I apologize for that, but it's something called the human condition. You may have heard of it. Anyhow, so that's why we put on that beautiful piece of music, which is actually by an artist by the name of Jewel. And we took the time to speak to Veronica. Veronica only started speaking about her story 6 years ago. And that was because of the encouragement of Tully Nates. Correct, Veronica?
Yeah.
And right now, today, is it's actually this movie that's been made of your life is playing in Budapest. and we are going to hopefully be able to do some kind of screening. I think it's very important, you know, about a screening here in South Africa.
I used to go back and visit Budapest because my cousin still lived there. And she didn't travel, but I traveled. She also had a terrible life.
Yeah.
After, when the whole World War II, the biggest war of the world, has finished.
Veronica, yesterday was the 75th year commemoration, the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. Were you surprised at how the world marked Holocaust Memorial Day yesterday?
But it was not only Auschwitz, there were others as well.
Sure.
But Auschwitz is something special because they made it an extermination camp.
Yes.
And then when this Auschwitz was liberated, and it was by the Russians who liberated them.
Yes.
And you know, yesterday they showed on the BBC the commemoration of the 75th years of the Holocaust.
Sure.
And I watched it on the BBC. Anybody who is worth knowing was there.
That's true. That's true.
Even Charles, the future king,
yeah.
And he was putting arrest to hold.
Did that surprise you? Like how many people around the world marked Holocaust Remembrance Day yesterday? Was it a positive experience for you, or did you think it's not enough?
They commemorated. Even in Hungary, they commemorated. I don't know other places because I still have very far-fetched relatives in Hungary, and I Skype to her, and we talk at least once a week. And I know that the anti-Semitism is worse than ever.
Right. Well, my co-host can confirm that.
Yes, I went to Hungary, and what an education for me that was. They didn't need the SS in Hungary, did they? They managed it all on their own. They didn't need too much help. But what I do want to read to you is there's a beautiful message that's come to you from somebody who's listening to you. His name is Craig Allenby, and he says, bless you, Veronica, for your courage. So that was nice. And Stan Claff has weighed in, and he says he wants details of your movie because he wants us and him to have a joint screening for all of you who can partake in this
Absolutely.
Remarkable woman's life.
Stan Claff is the head. He's the, I think, is the chairman of the Hebrew Order of David, which is the HOD. It's a huge international organization. They've got an unbelievable charitable network. Really wonderful association. There's another message that has also come through that says from Benjamin DeVette. And I'm going to read it because I think that there's something here that we need to address. It says, please, I am an old non-Jew. This dear lady Veronica has me in tears. You see, you're making everybody cry this afternoon, Veronica. But you know what, we should cry for good things. He says it's too much. This anti-Semitism has to be stopped. My dislike of the perpetrators has been turning into hate from dislike, and I don't like that.
Interesting.
From Benjamin. And, you know, Benjamin, think of it this way. I was actually reading up on this, and it's quite a well-known fact, is that when the Russian soldiers went in to liberate Auschwitz, there were 7,000 survivors, 7,000 people that were there who had survived. And when they went in, they thought that it was empty because people were hiding. And slowly they started coming out. And then they realized that this was liberation, and they started running towards them. What the Allies did afterwards is that they actually took the German lay people, the people who were not soldiers, and they made them feed the Holocaust survivors. They made them also bury the dead. They had to live with the consequences of not speaking up. And I think that if there's one thing that we need to learn, it is that we have to speak up where we see injustice, and that's irrespective of a person's religion, a person's culture, a person's color, a person's age. We have to speak up, each and every one of us. Veronica Phillips, thank you very much for speaking up. I know that it took many, many years, and we hope to air your documentary. Thank you very, very much for joining us.
But you see, the trouble is they're sucking anti-Semitism from their mother's milk. And that's how it flourishes everywhere. A new child is already an anti-Semite because of the parents. I don't know if education is enough.
Maybe it's not education. Maybe us as Jewish people need to do outreach. When you get to know somebody and somebody is helping you and uplifting your community and helping you with resources, it's very hard to hate that person.
Darling.
Am I being naive?
I have a cleaning lady.
Gave it away.
I have a cleaning lady who is working for me when I was still living in Killarney. And before that, I was living in Bramley.
Yeah.
And she would give her life for me. She comes and helps me. She does everything. She realizes that I'm getting old and I can do less and less. Yeah. So, as you said, if you befriend somebody, you can change them. You can change their view.
Exactly. Absolutely. And that's where we're going to leave it today. Veronica, bless you. And thank you for coming to speak to us. And you know what? Thank you for making us cry about things that really are worth crying about. Thank you very much. That is a Holocaust survivor, Veronica Phillips. You can go and check it out. We have actually got lots of messages. Thank you for all of your messages coming through.